Hello?
Hi, is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay, this is probably the way you called it. A different part of my system. Oh, it's breaking up again?
It did it a little bit, but it's better still.
Okay. Sorry about that. I'm just, having a little bit of issues this morning. So, you said, though, your name is Lee Michael? I have you listed with Michael, so I'm sorry.
Right.
If I was saying your name
wrong. Your first name is Lee Michael. It's L-E capital M.
Okay.
Yes.
Then let me put
one
that
word
in here correctly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Lee Michael, now, were you calling because you wanted to go ahead and get set up with that program then?
Yes, I want to see, I want to go and get set up, but, see, like, the activation. We can get set up today. Might as well.
Okay, so now, do you recall everything that we had discussed, what this package includes? Is there anything you need me to, like, reiterate or anything at all?
That's basically start everything kind of, like, over. But, well, not really everything, but let me try to write down my bulletin points on it. 199
okay.
Package, you say?
Yeah, well, so it's, I had quoted you at the time $149 with a $99 setup fee.
Okay.
Now, that was for the pro package. We do have a few other packages, but, I guess from what everything I must have looked at, that must have been, what I thought a great start for you at that time.
Okay.
So, basically, Lee Michael, what that's going to include for you, that is going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position on the map section of Google for up to 15 mm-hmm. keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with the most popular directory listings. We do have 60 of them we can list you with. We're going to get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa, as well as get you onto Bing. The program, it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that are performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. And let's see, for you, you didn't have a website, right?
No. I wanted to even redo my email, that way it's linked to the website.
Okay, absolutely.
With the same domain,
Yeah, I can, Michael, I can definitely go ahead and include a website, at no additional cost. So normally it's a $300 extra cost, but I'll just include it for you, okay? So I can definitely go ahead and include that. Now, just to kind of run down exactly how everything is going to work, basically we're going to set you up for the program. I'm going to get payment. I'll set you up with a client interview. This phone call will either be later today or tomorrow, depending on what you have available. Now, that phone call will be about 20 to 30 minutes. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard as well as your directory submissions. 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on mobile devices. And then from 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
So that's just kind of a rundown of how everything could work. Now, did you have any questions at all?
Oh, one more. When you said 5 to 7 days, what will be happening that week?
So from 5 to 7.
5 to 7.
Yeah. No problem. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard where you'll be able to see everything going on with your account, as well as submitting your company with all the popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. So from 10 to 12 days, we'll get you on mobile devices. Like, iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. Okay?
Okay. When you say that first page, you're talking about the first page of the listing or the first page of the dashboard that's being created for the...
No, the first page of Google.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. So, Lee Michael, let's go ahead and get you set up then. Do you have any questions at all?
No.
Okay. So if you have anything, you know, interrupt me and let me know, okay?
Is there any, like, waiver of any fees? Like, say, like, the $99 setup, do I pay that initially or after?
Yeah, so it's $248 to start. Well, yeah, so it's $248 today and then $149 going forward. So next month it'll be $149.
Okay.
Okay. Which actually, I'm getting you in at a great price. Go ahead.
My only thing, before I even get listed on the front page, I was kind of tied up with a job that I'm already kind of consumed with for about another week or uh-huh. so. So I kind of didn't want to, like, I didn't want to promote the business as of, like, right now, really, like, more in, like, a week or so.
Well, like I said, I mean, you're not going to see maximum results for 30 to 45 days anyway.
Okay, so that's okay. That might work out perfect then. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, I would say get started now, because if you wait another couple of weeks, then it's going to just take that much longer, right, to get you up there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it would be great timing for you, because then once that 30 to 45 days and you get done with that job, at least you'll have that steady flow of other people coming in. Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lee Michael, you said your name is spelled L-E Michael, M-I-C-H-E-A-L, or A-E-L,
yes.
Sorry.
L-E capital M.
Okay.
So, yeah.
L-E capital M.
Yes.
I-C-H-A-E-L, right?
Yes.
And I'm assuming your last name is Miller, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
My best friend's last name is Miller, so I like that last name. Yeah, well, it's funny because her first name is Ivana, so Ivana Miller, so it's like, I want a Miller, like a beer. I don't know. I think it's funny. Anyways, my little joke of the morning. But so, what's your email, Lee Michael?
It's Mr. Miller. That's MRMILLER _0023 at yahoo.com.
0023. Okay. And you said you're wanting a new email?
Yeah, I want it to be attached to the website, so it makes it more convenient for the customer. If they're there, they could just put, you know, it should all tie in together to the website, correct?
Absolutely.
YouTube videos, and it was telling me that's how it should be set up.
Yes, it definitely helps. I'll go ahead and put that in the notes if that's something you're wanting. So, is the best address for you, is it going to be the 371 South Pass Drive?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to get some basics about your company. They're going to definitely ask you more questions in the client interview, though. So what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
I would say between 7 to 8, 8 to 8.
Okay, 7 to 8.
8. Yeah.
Okay. Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Do you want to do weekend by appointment?
Yes, or call, yes. So it'll be after, I'll consider that after hours. So the weekend will be after hours.
And then what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, all forms?
I'm probably decent help with that too.
Okay.
I can go set something up. I got Cash App, I guess, but it's normally a check. I normally receive check or cash, but I guess I'm going to have to get a card reader also.
I would say a
card reader.
Okay, yeah, they have this thing called Square that you can look into.
Right. Yeah, I have to read it, though.
I would say for...
your Square app. And see, I have some things set up already. I don't know if it'd be, like, should I just move that stuff over or... Because I have the Square business thing in something, I think. I'm not sure if it's on Google's yet, but would I have to remove that before we go up with this other page, or should I? I don't know. If they was to Google it.
Yeah, well, so the great thing too with us as well is we actually have a new part of the site that people can pay you directly through your website. So that's kind of cool. But for all of the payment that you take, that would be something completely separate. So, I mean, I think it's always a good idea to have things like, you know, a business card for like Zelle, and Cash App. And, you know, sometimes people want to pay those ways when they don't have like an actual card on them or like, you know, a check. You know, I feel like checks can be so shady these days anyway. You know, it's just better to kind of stay away from checks. Yeah, of course, it's your business.
I don't really be picky. If, you know, I kind of know the people I'm working for most of the times anyway, so it's kind of no big deal. But
yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's just what I would do, you know, if I ran a business. I mean, it's just people in California, you know, with checks are not the greatest. So I would stay away from, like, this area.
I'm in a very small town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the major city, yes, that would be different. But yes, La Place is a small town.
Yeah, for sure. So, Lee Michael, do you have any, it's not required for Google, but do you have any proof of licensing or insurance, stuff like that?
I have a proof of the license. The insurance, I was supposed to get the insurance update, everything printed out. I got to make sure that they emailed me back.
Okay, no problem. Like I said, it's not required for Google.
But you said there's an interview, so I have to have the check the thing, correct? Okay, so.
No, so you don't have to have licensing and insurance. Sometimes it's just good to put that on the website, right? That's like helpful. So I mean, it's going to take like 7 to 14 days to get your website up and running anyway, so you know, you have some time to get that together if that's something you want to do. So, and then Lee Michael, are you interested in having a call tracking number? This would be basically a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal phone number. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's basically like having a business line. It also comes with an app as well. It's completely optional, though. I mean, you think you might be interested in it?
Sure, maybe, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to text you the application for it.
I actually want that under a work phone too. I don't think I'm prepared yet. I'm gonna have to go. Okay, so right for the call tracking number, I would want that to be my business phone. I wouldn't want to carry that around after hours at nuts or certain days. I may not want to carry that phone, so I'm gonna have to get that number for you too.
Well, so the great thing with this, Lee Michael, is it's a phone number listed online, and the calls are just directed to your phone, but you can turn on and off when they're coming to you. So you can actually turn it off through the app so that they, you know, they would just go to a voicemail at that point.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
So I did just text you the application for that. When you get a minute, just fill that out. It's just putting in your extension or your phone number and email. That's it. Have that ready for your client interview. Okay.
Okay.
So, I'm almost done with these questions here. Oh, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create one?
Business profile?
Facebook. For Facebook.
Right, right. That's another thing too. Do I have to give you that information, or do you just? How does that work?
I was just asking if you want to create one. It sounds like you have one, though, right?
Excuse me?
It sounds like you already have one, right? A Facebook business profile, you have one, right?
I think I do. I have a business, the Business Suite app. I just downloaded that recently. It's called Business Suite. Somebody was telling me I linked the Business Suite with the, so I kind of like started it. So I got the Business Suite thing. I don't know if it's, I don't know what it's really tied to. I never really used it. So.
But is it for Facebook? Like, do you have a Facebook business profile?
Yes, I do. If you hit the Business Suite app, it connects everything and it has your Facebook business profile on it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I've never heard of that, so that's something new to me. I was just asking because if you don't have one, we can create one. So
okay.
Michael, I'm going to go ahead and set you up for your client interview. Okay, let me see what I have available real quick.
Wait, what other documents do I need to?
So for the client interview, Michael, you don't need any documents. All you just need is knowledge about your company. Basically you're just going to give them more extensions information, like with keywords, kind of like, what you want your business to look like.
Right.
So that's pretty much all you'll need.
Residential. Okay.
Michael, are you more available in the mornings or the afternoons, evenings?
I guess when the mornings, I guess, but the afternoons. I like afternoons.
Okay.
Your phone's like really breaking up.
Okay, sorry. I think you want to do. Is that okay?
Hold on, let me get my AirPod. That may help.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, you better know. I guess you
okay. So I would say you could do 1 to 2 for the client interview tomorrow. So it'd be August 30th from 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Hold up. I don't want to confirm just yet. 1 to 2? Yeah, you could put it down there. That'd be
cool. Okay. So the whole phone call will not take an hour, Michael. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do next is get payment and then read a voice verification, outline the service agreement with us. And then I'm going to send you an invoice with everything in writing, and then you'll pretty much be good to go. Okay?
So you're
going
to send the invoice?
Yeah, I'll send that after I commit payment.
Okay.
So. One second here. Okay. So, then, for your card, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, Discover?
One second. It's going to be a Visa card. I think I have to transfer some money. Hold up.
Sure, take your time.
I don't know. What was you? Let me log into the app.
Take your time. Your friend.
I don't think I have that full, would you say 248? I don't have the whole 248 in this checking account. I would have to move some money. And I want to use this checking account. I know that they don't have that much money on there. I'm going to have to log out of this one. My damn login, I have to call Navy Federal. Let me see. You could try it. I put the card on file with you. Hello? Hello, you're breaking up the edge. Hello? Hello?
Yeah. It's a little better. It's a little better.
I'm here. I can't. You're breaking up again.
Hold on one second.
There you go.
Let me see. Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on. Okay. Is that a little better?
Yep. That's a little better. Well, it's much better, actually.
Okay. Okay. We go ahead and put this. So what is the number? I'm ready when you are.
Okay. It's 400. It's 4,000.
Uh-huh.
300-819-363-74.
Okay, let me repeat this. So it's 400-230-819-363-74. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, and what is the expiration?
826.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
597. Now see, I took the money was in my savings account. I put 250. I think I remember putting 250 on this card when it came. I got gas. So I know there's not 250 on this card. So if you want, you can do a partial pay of it now and not get off the phone. Maybe federal about that, have them take the money and save it and move it to the checking and call you back, but you try 100, it should go through there.
Okay, let me see. Let me...
But, right, so I have to say, so it's either that or I'm going to have to call you back, but, you know, and I don't want you to feel like I don't want the services or anything, but it's either that or I'm going to have to just call you back.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Now, that's just, you can hold the 100 and I can, when I call you back, I definitely have the rest in there, but that's up to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me check on my boss real quick.
Okay.
When do you think you would be able to get the rest of it?
To be honest, whenever I call the bank, actually.
And when do you think that might be? Like, right after we get off the phone?
That's top thing on my list right now, yes.
Okay, so I have your information input in. I have your client interview set up, so everything is good to go. Let me check with my boss on this. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so, that's, I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'll run it for the 100, call your bank, and then I will send your invoice and everything. So I have your client interview set up. Everything is going to go on that end. So let me do this real quick. Input this.
And so that would be 148.
So,
okay.
Yeah, it'd be 148 would be the rest. So let's see. Okay. Now. do you, so how do you want to do it? Do you want me to just run the rest of it, you know, in like an hour, or do you want me to call you first? Like, what do you want to do?
To be honest, I'll probably call you back sooner than that. So, but yeah, in an hour, yeah, you should be straight.
Okay. Okay. Right. If I don't hear back from you, I guess in the next hour.
All right. Look. Let's do this all at one time. Let me call them and make sure that the money's there. But you could try it. But I don't want you to just try it.
If you want to just put me on hold and call them, you know, I don't mind waiting either. That's okay.
Okay. Let's do that. Because that's since you got everything dialed up, you just got to collect the payment when I call back, correct?
Yeah, but if you just want to put me on hold, you call that way. Put that online.
Now your phone broke up again. I didn't hear you.
Oh, if you want to just put me on hold and I can wait, and if you want to call them and put me on hold, I can do too. You know,
it's
how to
same
do
thing.
That.
It's the same thing. Let me call you right back.
Okay. Go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.